Joined here by boys wrestling coach Charlie Bacon out at Trenton High School. We may have to do some adjusting to our Wednesday schedule because coach reminded me, I apologize for not being on top of this, but it's less on your plate, coach, but there's a girls wrestling coach and a boys wrestling coach at Trenton High School. So we might have to do two wrestling shows and two basketball shows on Wednesday.
Yes, that could be the case. Definitely so. And we're hoping to grow our girls program more and more every year.
Well, and unfortunately, you told me off the air that we're going to leave the information to her about who is the gal who took over the girls wrestling coaching duties.
Casey Trehune.
Gotcha. And she has five, but three of them are on quarantine, which is we're just dealing with that this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, we are, and just by the looks of the numbers at the duel last night, or the triangular, I mean, it was pretty evident that a lot of teams were struggling with that.
Now I think moving forward, and you're going to have people be eligible and not under quarantine once you get to districts and postseason wrestling competition, but maybe the biggest challenge is going to be, because I don't know how much actual wrestling there's going to be in the regular season because of quarantines and how that just covers everybody. So just staying in shape and staying on your game, even if you don't have the opportunity to wrestle, so that you're sharp for February, that's going to be huge.
It's going to be, vital, because, even my kids that kind of came off of quarantine, they didn't look as sharp as they probably normally would have. And that it definitely takes a toll when you're not in your normal routine and going to school and then coming to practice after school. So, it's going to be huge. And I think tournaments are going to give us a little bit of consistency with that.
You're able to get a few guys that got wrestling matches in last night. I know it's a small litmus test, but you got a couple of victories. So many of the points were by forfeit. But in matches that actually were contested, you went perfect last night. There wasn't a ton, but I think there was maybe 7-8 matches, but you won them all. So you had a good night.
Yeah, we did. We had six total on the boys' side between Lathrop and Marceline, and we came out ahead on every match, so you can't do better than 100%. I know Hunter McAtee, he had two matches and won both by pin and looked really good, and Caleb Johnson was also fortunate enough to get two matches, and he also won both of his by pin. And then you've got Bryce Gibbler, who it was senior night, and he did at least get one match, and he came away with a victory in front of the home crowd. And Coleman Griffin, who was back in our lineup, which was nice to see. He came out and got a major decision over his Marceline opponent.
Last week we had talked about the fact that coming off of the Gallatin Triangular, which you struggle a bit, you find out a little bit about the guys because they didn't wrestle as a team. There were some individual standouts, but as a team last week, they didn't wrestle to their capabilities. So you're going to get them in the wrestling room, get after them a little bit, get some improvement going. Even before last night, Coach, because not everybody got on the mat last night, how beneficial and how much were you encouraged by the work that you saw in the room over last week?
Well, we put in a really good week, and we picked up the intensity a little bit and just worked on our conditioning as well. That was, if you remember from Gallatin, I felt like that was a factor that came into play, especially in the third period, and we don't have any room for lack of endurance in the third period. So that was one thing that I feel like we improved on a little bit. Although that takes more than just a week to really build that up.
Is there, because, I certainly got this sense, we talked about this preseason, even the first couple of interviews that we did back in November, on how you wanted to and you felt like you had the capability of taking that conference championship away from Gallatin. They made a statement last week saying, not so quick, you're going to have to go through us in order to get that. When you get, teams that are, they're butting heads, going different directions, looking for that goal, that builds a rivalry. Do you kind of feel like that when there's Gallatin on the other side and there's Trenton on one, is that building here as you've gone over the last couple of years, Coach?
Well, I think it's whoever's on the top, we want to be up there, and we want to be able to compete with not only the top teams in the conference, but in the second well, after Christmas break, we're going to some bigger tournaments, and we're going to go to Cameron, and we're going to go to Chillicothe, and we, you know, Chillicothe is a rivalry that we still have in wrestling, and I think it may be bigger than with Gallatin, even though they're in a different conference and a different class in wrestling. I think it's, you know, whoever you go back and forth with the most, and we want to be one of the top teams.
As you look at Saturday, Coach, and I know that, you know, at this point you probably don't know who's going to have what, and it's a tournament, so there's so many different factors involved with the coronavirus, but if we assume that everybody's going to be at 75% or more of their roster, and hopefully that's the case, what are your expectations for Saturday? You go to Lee's Summit. How difficult do you expect that challenge to be for you guys?
Well, there are some bigger schools there. I know Fulton is going to be there, and they usually have a really good team, and not a Class 1 team either. So I think they're Class 3 or 4, and William Chrisman is another school that's going to be there. And then you have some Class 1 teams mixed in, so I'm kind of anxious to see, like, you know, the Brookfield and Butlers of the world, they're going to be there. And I'm interested to see how it's all going to play out. This is a new tournament for us due to COVID, and I'm just looking forward to going, getting the boys some matches, and hopefully we compete hard all throughout the tournament.
Two pins last night. You mentioned Hunter McAtee at 120 pounds. How good was he for you last night, Coach?
He was great. I mean, he took control of the match right off the bat, on his feet. He got the first takedown in both matches, and he scored multiple takedowns, and it was felt like a good night for him to really work on his feet and secure those takedowns, and ended up getting two pins, but he looked pretty sharp, and that's something that we can definitely build on with Hunter.
And with Caleb Johnson, you can't do better than two pins over two pretty good opponents within a minute. And he went from 220 pounds in the first match, went to heavyweight in the next match, and he just had a really solid, dominating night for you.
He did. Caleb is a kid who, you know, his freshman year, he would it seemed like, kind of sit back and wait for his opponent to make a move first, and he would capitalize on their mistakes. And I think the difference that we see in Caleb this year, even from last year or his freshman year, is he has more offense and he's looking to go out and score. And in both of those matches, he got the first takedown, which is huge, and really, yeah, on the mat, imposed his will.
Monday's a really interesting triangular. So you have Albany, which is a conference foe out of the GRC, and then you get Palmyra, and Palmyra to Trenton's not a short trip, so they're coming from quite a ways out to the east. And so you're going to get you guys, you're going to get Albany and some Worth County kids with Albany as well as a co-op there. Palmyra, there are going to be a lot of different faces at the gym Monday night. A good challenge for all involved.
It is. And, you know, this was a duel that Coach Cowling asked me, because we needed another home duel. We only had, I think, two on the schedule, and he went out and found Palmyra, and that was somebody that we needed to duel, because we see them at the district tournament, or have in the past, and they've got a really good team that we need to see. So we're excited, and hopefully it's a duel that, and I don't know what the triangular is going to look like in the years to come because of the locations of both teams being on the opposite ends of the state. But you know, this year it's going to be a really good thing for us.
What is the plan moving forward after you get past Monday? Obviously next week is a Christmas week coming up on Friday. What's the plan for, you know, you want the kids to be home and have Christmas, avoid the virus and all those things, but what's kind of your plan for that 2 week period before you get to New Year's?
Yeah. So I think we'll probably give the kids a week off. You know, we've been hitting it pretty hard in the room. So we'll, they need that time to rest and heal up and get ready for the second half of the season, because, you know, really, we've done a lot of practicing and not a lot of live competition in the first portion. So we That's all going to change, as you know, after break's over.
Oh, I'm looking at
so
this.
So I think getting the boys.
Yeah, I'm looking at this schedule, and I know that there's not a GRC tournament this year, so there are some duels against GRC opponents that have been added, but I got to say, just looking at January looks much busier than it did in past years, and January's been a busy month anyway in past years.
Yeah, it is. We added that Chillicothe tournament, and we also added the Cameron tournament in there, so all of those competitions and still the ones that we were in the past too, like the Brookfield tournament, and it's definitely busier this year than ever.
But there's nothing regular season going into February, so once you get through January, and this is how quick it goes, which is about a 4 or 5 week period away until you go to that quadrangular out in Northwest Missouri on the 28th. At that point, it's get ready for postseason, so it's going to happen fast.
Yeah, it is. And it seems like that part of the season always flies by. They have made some changes to the state part and how you qualify for state. Instead of doing a super district full of 16 teams, they're going to break those up and go 8 teams per district. And then you're going to, top 4 will go on to a sectional tournament. And then they're only taking top 3 from the section, and those will be your state qualifiers. So instead of a 16-person bracket, they're going to be on. They're going to wrestle through 12 state qualifiers, and they're going to do it all in one day versus 3, like we'd done in the past.
How's the roster looking for Saturday, Coach? As far as getting some guys back from quarantine and those things, are you pretty encouraged by what it might look like by the weekend?
Yeah, we're going to get some kids back that we've needed, and we've got a few that are still in the certification process, so they should be good to go after break, and it's definitely going to improve our roster, for sure.
Where is Saturday's tournament? Is it Lee's Summit High School, or is it one of the other facilities there?
It's at St. Michael's.
Okay.
So it is in Lee's Summit, but it's at that school.
Yeah, St. Michael's used to be something else, but I just can't think top of my head what it was a couple of years ago. But if you do a good, like anything.
It was O'Hara,
yes,
I think.
Yes, that was it.
And then they switched.
Yep. Head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, safe travels down to Lee Summit Saturday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Tom.